We know that landing on the battlefield can be a daunting experience. There's so many options, and so much left up to the player's imagination. To try to simplify things, you only have two choices when spawning into the game. The more secure home base option, where you might find vehicles, or on the squad, which will select the squad mate closest to the enemy. It's an idea to use the spawn camera to see if it's safe to spawn in though. The new game mode, Gold Rush, is objective based. Attackers need to push forward, holding back will always favour the defenders. Don't play it as a deathmatch mode. We're noticing that the more tactical gamers get, the more balanced it becomes between the attackers and the defenders. The use of vehicles and stationary weapons is crucial for each team, as well as limiting the other team's options. Gold Rush is kit-based, and you need to select the kit best suited for the job and the way you want to play. The more points earned, the more additional weapons and gadgets can be unlocked. And no, they will all be free. We're not charging for them. Using these unlocks wisely will give a definite edge on the battlefield. For example, having a couple of team members playing the support class can benefit everyone in the squad. Internally, we call this class the Nurse. Though for the less medically inclined, it's also popular due to the devastating power of the mortar strike. Weapons in BC are specialised for a variety of situations, and players should learn their effective ranges. On the assault weapons, for example, using the iron sight together with firing in bursts is a great way to increase accuracy. Also, taking a knee will improve your aim. And the more experienced a shot you become, moving the crosshair up and aiming for the head of your adversary will see them start dropping like flies. Using all the gadgets in the kits is important to wreak havoc on your enemies. Playing as recon, you pack a good punch against oncoming vehicles with the laser designator. Simply aim and start painting. Keep the vehicle locked for a couple of seconds, and in come the jets with the payload. When guiding the missile in, snipers are very vulnerable. Try to get them before they get you. Now, if that fails, just spotting that enemy sniper can be very helpful for the rest of the team, and giving the perfect opportunity for revenge. An advanced way to play together as a team is to tag enemy vehicles. The specialist class is great at sneaking up on enemy vehicles unnoticed. Use the tracer dart gun to attach a transponder to enemy vehicles, and they'll become homing beacons for your side's RPGs. Also, in order to be successful on the battlefield, you need to use destruction to your advantage. Find new ways to your objective. Take out the cover of a persistent sniper. Or simply use the freedom of movement when in a heavy vehicle. Use your imagination to find new ways to benefit from tactical destruction. The battlefield is built and balanced as a rock-paper-scissor game, but getting the upper hand is hard on your own. In the end, it all comes down to player skill and the way they play together as a team. A group of experienced soldiers playing together can turn the tide of an entire map.